From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says North Korea is not imposing conditions on upcoming summits with him and U.S. President Donald Trump. Martin Sechrest has more.
He also indicated that North Korea was open to discussing ending its nuclear program. Moon said the dialogue between the two Koreas must continue after the April 27 summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and the North Korea-U.S. summit, for which no date has been set. The two Koreas opened a hotline telephone connection between their leaders Friday, a week before the summit between Kim and Moon in the demilitarized zone. Martin Sechrest, VOA News.
Tim McGuire reports the Associated Press has obtained 15 of former FBI Director James Comey's memos on the Trump White House that were handed over to Congress on Thursday.
The memos had already been seen by Special Counsel Robert Mueller and select members of Congress before the Justice Department released them to Congress on Thursday. Comey previously said he began keeping the memos early on in the Trump administration because of the tone of his meetings with the president and other administration figures. Comey wrote that during a private White House dinner in January of last year, Trump asked him for his loyalty while also expressing concern about then National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's judgment. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A roadside bomb blast in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province killed at least 5 civilians and wounded more than 10 others on Friday. The attack occurred in a remote village named Kataki, which is not under the control of the Afghan government. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Taliban insurgents and militants linked to the Afghan branch of the Islamic State terrorist group operate in the area. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump says OPEC's efforts to maintain high oil prices will not be accepted. Sagar Magani has that story.
OPEC member representatives and allied oil ministers are meeting today to talk about their agreement to keep oil prices up by maintaining production cuts. President Trump tweets the oil-producing cartel is at it again, saying there are record amounts of oil all over the place and oil prices are artificially very high. He writes, "No good and will not be accepted," though he does not say how he wants to counteract the efforts to keep prices higher. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Plumes of black smoke were seen rising from the Israel-Gaza border on Friday with crowds of protesters nearby. Health officials said a Gaza man was killed on Friday by Israeli troops firing from across the Strip's border as hundreds of Palestinians flocked to the frontier for the fourth weekly protest. In one area, several dozen Palestinians moved toward the border fence. Some threw stones and others flew kites with burning rags dangling from their tails, part of a new tactic aimed at setting fields on the Israeli side on fire. Israeli forces fired tear gas to push them back. China's ZTE Corp. on Friday said that a U.S. ban on the sale of parts and software to the company was unfair and threatens its survival and vowed to safeguard its interests through all legal means. Chairman and Executive Director of ZTE, Yan Yimin, said he is resolutely opposed the decision made by the U.S. Commerce Department, opposed what he called unfair and unreasonable punishment and the politicization of the trade issue. A senior U.S. Commerce Department official told Reuters News earlier this week that it was unlikely that the ban would be lifted. The prosecution of two Myanmar journalists accused of violating a state secrets law by acquiring official documents given to them by two policemen has suffered a setback, as police officers testified that he and his colleagues were ordered to entrap the reporters. Hwa Lone and Jo Sa-woo of the Reuters news agency were arrested on December 12th on charges that could get them up to 14 years in prison. Hwa Lone said that he was glad that the truth was coming out and that the authorities couldn't do anything unjust to them, that they would never be bullied or other journalists could be bullied as well, and that the truth was coming out and that justice was coming. Scores of nurses have demonstrated in Zimbabwe's capital after the government fired 16,000 from public hospitals for demanding better working conditions and higher pay. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.